Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Charles moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Grant trying to get to home. Harrelson throws the ball into Brian, who tags Grant, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ver Als moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ver Als hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Ver Als reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ver Als scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Pfister now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison is hit by the pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhulst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Verhulst moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhulst scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brian for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Shoemaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Jose Tartabull now playing center field. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Joe Gratzenda. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryan moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and picks off Bryan. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shoemaker moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shoemaker scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Bob Allison now playing left field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Veer Als. Harrelson moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bryan hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.